on 89.1 Jazz. I had to just let that thing decay all the way out, as we say in the recording business, because it's such a powerful piece, and then the all the little overtones at the end of that Mystery Blues by Dave Sharp, my guest today on 89.1. It's just so intriguing. You did such an incredible job with this CD, Dave.
Thank you, Linda. It's good to be here.
It is good to have you back in studio.
It's always good to be back at WEMU, and thanks for playing the record.
Did you think we wouldn't?
No.
Come on, you know us better than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people have been saying, hey, I heard your record on the air. I like this track. I like that track. A lot of people have their own favorite tracks, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a record like this, in a CD like this, it is very easy to pick a favorite track because you've put such variety into the CD. So before we, do the Dave Sharp bio, let's just be here right now and talk about this disc and the variety, your musical worlds that are here on Worlds by Dave Sharp.
Yeah, well, we named it Worlds because it kind of came out of multiple collaborations with a lot of different musicians that I've been working with over the last 3-4 years. At Carytown Concert House, I'm still doing a series of concerts where I have a different theme. Like I had Journey to Africa, Journey to India, Journey to New Orleans, and then I had an overall Worlds show just this past September. And so I've been collaborating with a lot of different people, and so I thought, well, okay, this is going to be the theme for the record.
Okay.
With collaborations with different musicians that I've worked with over the years.
Mm-hmm. So let's go into some of those collaborations. On Mystery Blues, talk about the collaboration on Mystery Blues, the one we just played.
Well, that was with Partiv Gohil, who is a singer from Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in India, and he is quite a renowned singer over in India. I had a chance to perform with him in Detroit last May at the concert called Bollywood in the D. And that was a pretty amazing experience because we had 50 musicians on stage. We had the Michigan Philharmonic Orchestra out of Plymouth playing, and we had about 25 Indian musicians from various parts around the world, from Mumbai, Toronto, New York, California. And so what we did is we played about 2.5 hours of Bollywood music with a full orchestra. It was intense and pretty amazing. And during rehearsals, Partiv and I got to know each other, and he said, hey man, let's get together and jam, let's do some jamming. And I was like, let's do it. And I figured, well, we could go rehearse at my studio, maybe just jam at my studio. Then I thought, well, let's go into the recording studio and see what happens. So I went over to Jim Roll's studio in Ann Arbor at Backseat Productions and booked a few hours. Partiv and I drove from Plymouth to Ann Arbor, kind of talked about some music, what we wanted to do. I kind of talked about some ideas behind Mystery Blues, actually. I told him, the idea behind this song is you're kind of searching. It has like, you're searching for something, you're moving forward and you're searching. And then he said, okay. Then we went and set up all the gear. He went into the other room and composed the vocal part that you just listened to.
Oh my gosh.
So we came in and played the piece, and then he came in and sang the piece, and boom, it was pretty much there. This guy's an amazing vocalist. He's in a lot of Bollywood films. He plays a lot of Indian classical music concerts in India. He's a good friend, too. I met him through Dr. Narendra Sheth, who lives in Plymouth, who produces these Bollywood concerts.
Wow. Now, Dave, you're the bassist, and so they hired you to be the bassist for Bollywood in the D.
Yes.
I'm so intrigued by this. I am. You can see it on my face. You know, it's like sometimes I should be more television than radio. My face lights up so much. Is it different to play bass for Bollywood music than it is to play for American jazz?
Yeah, it's very different.
The okay.
The structures are really different than the Western structures. You know, these are Eastern structures that, you know, are a lot of the Bollywood music comes out of Indian classical music. It comes out of Indian folk music. It comes out of different, and then they also, it's kind of their interpretation of, you know, music that we do here in the U.S. You know, a lot of it has dance beats, different elements of Western music. So it's sort of this marriage of East and West, but coming completely from the East.
Ooh.
And it's structure-wise, some of it's a little tricky to get your head around because it doesn't go for 8 bars, it goes for 11. Or it doesn't go for 12 bars, it goes for 17 bars. You know, there's a lot of different structures that you have to sort of get your mind around.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like taking, you know, Blue Rondo and Take 5 to a whole other level.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the other element, which you can hear on the record a little bit, because I have two tabla players, John Churchville.
Oh, yeah.
Who I play with in Sumkali, the excellent Indian fusion group here in Ann Arbor, and Jay Antani, who actually introduced me to a lot of the people who were on the Bollywood and the D concert. And so what they play tabla on the record, and we found that the low frequency of the tabla, that kind of sounds like this. It kind of goes boom,
yep,
boom, boom, tick-tick-tick-tick, boom. That sound.
I love it.
That low sound is in the same register as the electric bass. So if you're not careful and you play a note that's too close to that low tabla, it sounds bad. You have to complement that low tabla sound and not get in the way of it. You have to kind of stay out of the way, but also put down a bass line. So that I learned a lot. Well, I've learned a lot playing with John, of course, because he and I have been playing for years. He's been in Secret Seven, and I play in his group, Sumkali. But in an orchestra, when you have an orchestra and 5 percussionists, they didn't have 1 percussionist. They had 5 percussionists, 2 tabla players, drum set, octopad, all sorts of different percussion with all sorts of frequency. It caused me to listen and really kind of fit my bass where it needed to go. Very challenging.
Wow. You know what, and I'm really glad that you spent the time to elaborate upon that, because in tomorrow's 501 Jazz Show, you're going to get up and play. And, you know, people want to hear the music. They don't want to hear all this talking. So you know, this will give people who come tomorrow a real framework, a real understanding of what you're going to bring to us tomorrow at the show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really? Very, very cool. The next collaboration that I'd like to get on is Shake Low. And we need to play a piece, and then we should illustrate it, don't you think?
That sounds like a great idea.
Which Shake Low selection would you like us to do?
Well, he sings lead on New Africa.
Okay.
The D mix, which is the second track on the CD.
Then let's go for it.
Excellent.
Right? Yeah, let's go for it. So here again is Dave Sharp and his Secret Seven. It is the new CD called Worlds. We are going to present Dave for free tomorrow at Rush Street, starting at 5:01 p.m. sharp, going to 7. I hope you can make the show. If not, just enjoy the music today.
continent soit développé. Une Afrique sans épidémie. Afrique sans sida. Afrique sans analphabète. Afrique sans pauvreté. De la corruption. Libérer l'Afrique de l'insécurité. Libérer l'Afrique de la rébellion. Libérer l'Afrique de la pauvreté. Pauvreté, pauvreté, pauvreté. La dignité. Libérer l'Afrique de la corruption, de l'insécurité. Libérer l'Afrique de la rébellion. Libérer l'Afrique de la pauvreté.
Afrique Nouvelle. I like the little sort of dub effect there, the little echo dub. That was really cool. Dave Sharp is my guest, and he's the leader of that track we just heard.
Hello out there. Happy Halloween, everybody.
So Dave, we talked about Partiv, and Partiv is one of the vocalists that appears on your new CD, Worlds. Now the vocalist that we just experienced was Shake Low.
Yeah, he recorded that track in Senegal and sent it over to me.
Oh.
I went over there last year, last November, and we collaborated and, you know, discussed the tune and, you know, I played it for him, and we kind of went over a few ideas. And also, when I met him 2 years ago in Detroit, track 10 on the record is kind of an impromptu jam between Sheck and I and Pate Jassy, who funny story, you know, how I met Sheklo was actually Michael Gynastis called me because Sheck's management called him and said, hey, can anybody help our man get his Canadian work visa? He's on tour with Maceo Parker and Pee Wee Ellis. Sheck was on tour with the Still Black, Still Proud show. And before he left Senegal, he did not get his, something happened where his Canadian work visa didn't come through. So they said, hey, can you pick him up at the airport, take him to the Canadian embassy down by the Renaissance Center, sweet talk the embassy people into rushing this application. It was the week of Thanksgiving, et cetera, et cetera. So I did that. I went to the airport and I said, he didn't have a phone. We had never met before, but I pulled up right to the window and opened the door, and he was standing right there. And I said, you know, are you Sheklo? I'm here to drive you to downtown Detroit. And he said, yeah. And so we got in the car and proceeded to spend the next 2 days together dealing with this, during which time, you know, there was a lot of waiting. And while we were waiting, we went to my studio and we jammed a bit. Actually, that's the story behind New Africa, which we just heard.
Okay.
He and I jammed at my studio. He played the drums. I played the bass. I was smart enough to record it at the time. I just threw a little recorder on. And then after that, I played it for Chris Kircher, saxophone player in Secret Seven. And he improvised a few lines over that, and we arranged that, and that became New Africa. So it was sort of, New Africa was kind of written out of a couple different improvisations. So anyway, the end of the story is we jammed a bit. We went out to eat. I showed him around Detroit, showed him around Ann Arbor, got him to the airport on time to make his gig in Minneapolis. And, you know, at the end of it all, he said, come up to Toronto. I got a show in Toronto this weekend. I said, all right, I'll see if I can work that out, you know. And so I went up to Toronto and saw the show with Maceo Parker and Pee Wee Ellis, and it was killing. They had like a 12-piece James Brown tribute with an African flavor, and it was amazing. And so, again, I was up in Toronto and hung out with Sheklo there, and, you know, he and I walked around Toronto, and, you know, I was going to the sound check and met the guys in the band. And then after I was with, when I was ready to come home, he said, okay, you have to come to Dakar. He's like, you come to Dakar and stay at my home. Anytime. Come on, you know, if you want to go, just come on over. And so I did last year, which was great. I stayed at his place and met his family and met his friends and went and saw a gig of his band played in downtown Dakar, and they were amazing. It was actually kind of a cool little club called Must, like M-U-S-S-T, I think. And it was funny, you know, it was, the club felt like Baker's. It was all like, you know, the walls, there were mirrors and walls painted black, and it kind of just had this Baker's feel to it. You know, and I've been in a lot of clubs in a lot of different places.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
And I walked in there, and I was like, this feels a lot like Baker's. This is weird, but cool. And so they played, and, you know, I caught that show. We jammed at his house. It was incredible. It was, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime, because how often does a musician like Sheklo say, hey, come on over to my hometown, and I'll show you around. You can stay with me.
Well, you know, it's typical of musicians' love and respect for each other, because you didn't have to do what you did for him to get that Canadian visa. You didn't have to go the distance for him. He knew it, you know?
That's right.
He knew it, and he wanted to do the same for you. And what an opportunity he gave you to really experience Dakar in a very different and intimate way. You know, you didn't go on a tour bus.
That's right. Didn't stay downtown, didn't stay in the tourist traps, didn't do all those usual things.
No, so, you didn't.
Yeah, it was really an experience that, you know, made me appreciate, you know, where he comes from. It made me appreciate where I come from. I heard a lot of music over there. I brought back a lot of music. It sort of changed my perception in a good way.
Good.
And then also, you know, on track number 10, Dakar, Detroit, I named it that for that reason, because, you know, I'm from Detroit. I was born in Detroit, technically. I live in Ann Arbor now. But, and, you know, Pate Jassy is from Dakar. And while we were waiting for the Canadian visa process to happen, we had about 3-4 hours to kill, and we were in downtown Detroit, so I called up Harmony Park Studios, and I said, hey, can you get us in there for 2 or 3 hours? And they said, yeah. It was, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something. And so we went in and jammed there.
Good for you.
And that part of that jam is track 10, Dakar, Detroit. That's just kind of an impromptu, hey, we're just playing, we're just three guys playing here. We're having some fun. Here we go.
I could tell. Dave Sharp is my guest, and he's going to lead his band. Is it going to be all seven pieces or six?
We're going to have a six-piece tomorrow.
Okay, six-piece tomorrow, 5:01 p.m. sharp at Rush Street for WEMU's free Sesame Motors, Jan Winkleman, 5:01 Jazz Show. It's on the Day of the Dead.
Day of the
November
Dead. Don't
1st.
Miss it.
Día de los Muertos. And before I play a little nostalgia in Times Square, can you get nostalgic about a world experience that you shared off mic with me when you just came in today? And I was fascinated by your story of the Day of the Dead parade in San Francisco. Wow.
Yeah, it was, this was a number of years ago when I lived out there. But what they would do, and I think they still do this, what they do is they block off Mission Street in downtown San Francisco in the Mission District. I guess it's not downtown, it's in the Mission District. What they do is they block off the street for maybe 8 or 10 blocks, and it's a big parade where, you know, crowds of people. Like, imagine a busy city street, crowds of people, no traffic, and there's floats and cars and people walking, and people are dressed up. They have, you know, skeleton masks. They have face paint. They have outfits. They have, you know, pictures of those who have left us, which is what Day of the Dead is all about, you know, honoring the dead and acknowledging them. And so, every, you know, people are dressed in these costumes, and they're going down Mission Street, but it's totally silent. It's you're there in this big city. There's, like, you know, thousands of people around, but everybody is, it's silent. You know, you could drop a pin, and everyone's just kind of solemnly, you know, honoring the dead in this real profound way, in absolute silence, in the middle of a city.
Wow. What an experience, you know. And I think that it shows, or at least I know I can hear it in your music, that you bring a lot of these various experiences to the music. And it's subtle, but it comes through.
Well, I'm glad that you hear that, Linda. And I really do appreciate you and the station playing playing the record. We'll have copies of the CD for sale tomorrow at the 5:01 show.
You bet.
Down at Rush Street. And we have a few for giving away on the air, too, if now's the time to do that.
Okay. Well, let's just go back with one that goes back a couple of years on Vortex Jazz, your own record label. We heard a little nostalgia from San Francisco. Here is Nostalgia in Times Square, played by Dave Sharp. This is acoustic bass, as I recall.
It is.
All right. The other side of Dave. Thank you. 89.1 Jazz. Sounds from Dave Sharp and his quartet of a couple years ago. Dave picked up the acoustic bass for this version of Charles Mingus, Nostalgia in Times Square, with Andre Frappier, Bob Harson, and Gary Shunk, and of course Dave Sharp, who is my guest this morning on 89.1. Dave will be our next Sesi Motors, Jan Winkleman, 501 Jazz Show artist. That is tomorrow at Rush Street, something that WEMU loves to do for free for you listeners. And we sure hope that you can come and be part of, a pre-national celebration, because Worlds, the new CD, and we're going to play another track from it, goes national
on November 12th.
November 12th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working with Michael Bloom out of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. He's doing press promotion for us.
Okay.
So we've set the national release date for November. So technically November is tomorrow. And we're excited to play the 501 Jazz Series.
Yeah.
It's good to be back to do that again. Thanks for having us.
Well, yeah. I remember when you last did it, you were very compelling. People were like, whoa. They learned a lot, were spellbound by what you were doing. So we had to have you back. And, everything timed out perfectly along with the national release of the CD. What's it feel like to be... It's a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. What's it feel like to be a national recording artist?
it feels good. It's a lot of work, so I kind of tend to focus on the work of it and kind of don't really pay a lot of attention to the... I don't know. I guess I don't give myself a lot of credit because, I'm in the trenches, recording and contacting musicians and getting charts together and booking gigs and... sending out to radio stations and doing interviews and, checking in with my press guy and, da, 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 da. So if there are any interns out there listening and you'd like to, do some industry work, just kidding. You can check out my website, davesharp.com, and hear my music. Actually, I'm putting out a new website just for the record. It's going to be called... the URL is secret7worlds.com, where you can listen to a preview of the record. It's got clips from every tune. It's got a way you can buy the CD online. You don't buy the CD, you just download it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my answer is it feels good, but I'm very busy taking care of all the this and that.
Yeah.
Especially after working on it, I kind of... During the making of this record, I kind of consciously did not book a lot of performances because it was taking a lot of my time. I thought, okay, are you going to do the studio thing or are you going to do the live thing? Because they're two completely different things in my mind. So a lot of work went into the production of the CD. And really, one revelation about the CD is that it's sort of, I really put my producer hat on. I'm a bassist and I'm a songwriter and, I write the tunes right alongside with Chris Kircher, but also from a production end, I really function as producer, what instrument goes where, which player goes on what tune, what textures am I putting in this tune, what's going to start this tune, what's going to end it, almost like, putting the record together is kind of like composing a live set, where it's like, okay, I want this to be a whole. I just don't want it to be, all right, tune, tune, tune. All right, tune ends, count off a new one. I want it to have a larger arc, kind of a, all the records I like have that, they're like conceptual recordings. I think of like the Dave Holland Quintet records, like Points of View, for instance. Very conceptual record. It's not just, all right, hey guys, we're doing a standard now. All right, we're going to do a blues. Okay, we're going to do this. It has this, he takes you somewhere, Dave Holland does, on that record. And there are other records I liked earlier. You played Treelock Gertu.
Oh, I love Treelock.
He does that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of has, a conceptual arc to his recordings, which are cool. Is that a radio term? Conceptual arc? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. No, it makes sense to, you know, and to me, I think another way that you could describe what you do is like an oil painter, you know, the impasto and then the various layers that build and the textures that build. So there's also a visual kind of description that you could add to worlds and what you do, Dave. So.
Sure. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can hear it, too.
We can hear it, too. So we should probably hear another selection. Talk about, before we get to this one, talk about these musical relationships. You've mentioned Chris Karcher. Talk about what some of the regional artists that you're working with bring to you and your music and this CD and to our show on Friday.
Well, I can do that. One person on the recording... who won't be on the gig tomorrow, but I have to mention Galen McKinney, who played drums on three tracks and really brought some great energy and some great grooves to the tunes. Tomorrow on the gig, a bandmate of Galen's, Alina Moore, will be on keyboard tomorrow, who is a top keyboard player. Love playing with her. So she'll be there tomorrow. Also, Dan Bennett from Ann Arbor will be on saxophone, baritone sax, clarinet, on alto. So we're having two horns tomorrow. John Churchville on tabla, who, you know, I give big credit for introducing me to the community of Indian musicians in Michigan. And let's see, Chris Kircher, of course, who he and I have been working together for years and years, and he and I pretty much co-write all the tunes on for this release, and I think that's it. I'm probably leaving some people out, but all the people who worked on this recording really gave it their all, and really did a lot to bring the collaborative spirit of the record alive, which I really do appreciate. The track that I think we're going to play next is Sherehe, which is, that's the Swahili word for celebration.
Ah.
And Chris Kircher and I wrote that for the very first concert at the Carytown Concert House series, Journey to Africa, where we collaborated with Ibrahim Aminu, who's from Niger. And we wrote that as a way to, it was kind of inspired by a few different African styles of music that we like, and it turned out to be one of the musicians who plays on it and really brought a lot to the table is Carolyn Keeble, who is a percussionist from Kalamazoo, kind of a world percussionist. She plays Dumbek, she plays conga, she plays the rick, which is kind of it's kind of a tambourine. For those of you at home, a rick is kind of a tambourine with kind of like a maraca-sounding wood discs on the side, so it really gives like a really cool rhythmic touch to a groove. So Carolyn contributed a lot. Andre Frappier plays the guitar solo on this record, on this cut, Sherehe. And Evan Perry from the Hot Club of Detroit, he plays rhythm guitar on the track. And he did the same thing as Carolyn. Man, his guitar part, his sort of floating, interweaving guitar part on this first track makes the track in my mind. Like it's sort of this floating, atmospheric yet very groove-centered part. Two great Detroit guitarists, Evan Perry and Andre Frappier, are on this first track, which I'm pretty happy about.
And it was a great way to start the record. Well, this was a great way to spend an hour, Dave.
Well, thanks for having me, Linda. It's always great.
It's amazing how fast it goes.
It's been an hour?
Yeah, practically.
Wow. And we got our photograph taken. Are we tweeting that?
I think somebody at WEMU has posted.
Because we were in costume. That was the thing. I was in my wizard suit, and you...
I'm wearing the look.
And Linda's wearing the look, as always.
I'm wearing the look. It's radio. I'm wearing the look, though. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And thanks for listening, everybody out there.
Yeah. And it is 5:01 p.m. sharp tomorrow, November 1st. Rush Street is the location. And we'll be there ready to roll at 5:01 p.m. sharp. And we'll welcome everybody in. And I think we're going to enjoy the music, whatever you guys come up with. Here is Shere Hey from Dave Sharp's Secret 7. The brand new CD, Worlds. 89.1 Jazz, Shere Hay. It is one of the pieces from Dave Sharp's Secret 7, new CD called Worlds. Dave and friends will be doing selections from this tomorrow night at WEMU's free 501 Jazz Show at Rush Street. For details, go to WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Listener-supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University, online at WEMU.org. We stay in that local mode. Here's a selection from Rick Rowe. Then news from NPR. Thank you.